Hi, this is a dictation for Naomi Karim Jones. NaomiKarimJones. This is Karim, Naomi Karim Jones, who is 624.95. Student was 10/1/2022. It's a workman comp, work-related accident. Date of service is 3/30/2023. New patient visit. Chief complaints, neck pain, back pain, migraines, numbness and fingers. Patient has been seeing a chiropractor since history of the accident in 2022. Patient reports that she was at work, and she carries a mail into the sack, and this accident happened at work outside the mail truck. While she was trying to get the mail out of the truck, she was trying to pull down the door with the left hand, and then she felt a pop in her left shoulder. She was facing on the side while bringing the door down. It's called LLV vehicle, and the pain affected the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, and kept going worsening. She filed the report for work injury the same day, and she thought that she probably had a muscle spasm, and she took off for a day, and when she went to work on Monday, her body had an excruciating pain in the left shoulder and left shoulder, and shooting down to the lower back. The pain was working, and occasionally she experienced the pain of both legs only. And she decided to see the and also a specialist at Epic Health. She saw. The history of presenting illness, she has pain in the neck, especially on the left side, to the tune of 9, with numbness and tingling of all the fingers, well to 5. The work of bending down, the pain becomes worse. This is pain in the numbness to the tune of 10. There is no pain in the middle of the back.
However, low back pain is not relating to the numbness of 9 or buttocks or toes. To the tune of 5.
So sorry. But no symptoms of TBI are reported. And these pains are present several times a day. And after, carbon, shooting, stabbing, shock, unbelievable, spiritual disease. The ADLs are affected to the tune of 8. In the modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending, lying down, walking, improved by sitting and lying down. So far, she has had X-rays and MRIs ordered from the primary care physician, which are not available right now. And she has a muscle weakness, numbness and tingling, pins and needles. But no bowel and bladder incontinence. In addition, patient reports slight difficulty walking, weakness, fatigue, numbness, tingling, denies any saddle and a serious food disturbance, incontinence of the bowel. The areas that are reported affected are walking, standing, running, climbing on a scale of 1 to 10, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift the plates are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, please use the chart. The sending history is on the medical side of the Is there a special route to the main carrier with the USPS that we ask for weeks, 5 to 30? All day long during her work time with a heavy sack of 5 to 30 pounds heavy. And she did take 1 week off after the accident, but the pain still didn't go away. We will still know attorney is preventing her issues. Personal expectation does drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And sleep is affected and there is a presence of anxiety. But the patient denies any suicidal thought or suicidal thought. The general activity is affected 8. Enjoyment of life is 8. And relationship with other people is 5. Is there. So, is important. Mm-hmm. 5 feet, 5 inches, 190 pounds. Blood pressure is 70/39, pulse is 48, pulse ox is 99. Is alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is the same from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination. The patient has spasm in the cervical paraspinal muscles, bilateral, with one cut hypertonicity, and in the lumbar region, bilateral. In the musculoskeletal examination, in inspection and perfection is normal for speed with the country. Fine tenderness, none is present, paravertebral muscle spasms, only the mild spasm is present in the Tendelberg sign is negative.
Extremity examination.
The R5.3.1 M62.8 CNS R51 S31.1
No 179.2
Muscles M60.9, M62.838. Ligament M54.0. Upper extremity.
Pain in the left shoulder.
M25.512. M75.50. M75.530. M75.110. Cervical spine. M54.2. Number spine. Chiropractic treatment. She also informed about traditional physical therapy that she could look into for evaluation and treatment for at least 8 weeks, and focusing on neck and lower back, left shoulder, and she's found to have a carpotunnel syndrome bilaterally. 3 times a week with traction massage and other modalities. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. The first thing, ibuprofen 800 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Flexeril is provided 10 twice a day for muscle relaxation. Pain relief, patients provided tramadol 100 mg at night as a narcotic for 15 days. And Lyrica 50 mg every 12 hours for 15 days is provided for further pain relief. Non-pharmaceutical modalities, yes. Home exercise plan is referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None of the records are available at this time. Intensive pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Referred to either site, not warranted. Attended care, thanks for the recommendation. Past medical records. To begin with, and if found positive, we'll focus on the left hand shoulder, left shoulder also. DMEs, the patient has been provided with a back brace, neck brace, tension, and a right wrist brace for carpotunnel. For healing. Education is yes. Research program is not warranted. This follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.